You're listening to Stateside on Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham in for Cynthia Canty. The U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement has been picking up more undocumented people, but processing their cases is hitting a bottleneck. There are not enough immigration judges to handle the additional caseload. Joining me now is immigration attorney Megan Moore. So these immigration judges located in Detroit, how many did we have, and why did this region lose some of them, and how long?
Well, there are currently three immigration judges at immigration court in Detroit, and we found out about 1 week ago that two of them would be temporarily reassigned to hear southern border cases. I'm not sure if that's people who are being caught along the southern border or undocumented people already in the United States who are being detained, but for whatever reason, there was a shortage for those cases. So in order to accommodate the need for those detained cases to have a judge hear them, the immigration judges here in Detroit, two out of the three were temporarily reassigned. We don't know how long it will be. It could just be this week. We haven't received any other word.
Even with three judges in the Detroit office, there's quite a backlog of cases. Can you describe what kind of waits and periods we're talking about?
Well, there's two types of cases. There are detained cases and non-detained cases. Immigration judges and the public and the government have an interest in getting the detained cases in and out more quickly than not. So those cases usually take priority, and those cases can last a couple of weeks to several months, even a year if there are appeals involved. Non-detained cases can take years. We have clients who've been in removal proceedings since before 2010, 2011. We have a client whose final trial was supposedly going to be this week. He was waiting since 2012, and it was one of the ones that was canceled and will be rescheduled. We don't know for when, but we're seeing them scheduled for as far out as 2020 and 2021.
That's amazing.
It is amazing.
If we have these long periods of time before there are hearings on these detained undocumented immigrants, are they being held someplace that entire time, or are they being released and just waiting?
No. So that's where the difference between the detained docket and the non-detained docket comes in. Most immigrants will be eligible to ask an immigration judge for a bond to be released. If they're not given bond or for whatever reason under the law don't qualify to receive bond, they stay in the detained docket and their cases receive priority. So those cases are not the ones you would see that are pushed out to 2020, 2021. It's the people who are out on bond or have been released on their own recognizance by ICE who are waiting all these years for their court hearings.
I understand if they're detained, undocumented people might not even be detained around here. What's that about?
I think it really has to do with space and the ability of ICE just to house the inmates. There just are a limited number of beds. There are a limited number of facilities in the state of Michigan that ICE has agreements with that can house immigration detainees. So if those beds are filled, they have to look elsewhere.
So they're using county jails or things like that for detention?
Yep. They have contracts with local jails to provide those services.
So if they are out of beds in this area, what happens then? Where do they go?
They could really go wherever. We just saw, unfortunately, a group of people be arrested in a raid in Detroit who were sent to a detention center, I believe, in Ohio. And their court cases will be heard then by judges in Kansas, I believe. So it's...
Wait, hold on. How does that work? They're arrested in Detroit, they're housed in Ohio, and they're being heard in Kansas.
I really think it's a matter of just the pure volume that the courts are seeing right now, and where there are judges free to, where are there are beds for the detainees, and where the courts can most accommodate those people facing deportation.
Well, how does this communication go on? Is this all done over a closed circuit TV or a phone,
yep,
or what?
So it will be between the immigrant facing deportation in removal proceedings and the immigration judge. Usually, if they're detained, they're over closed circuit television. So the judges who were in Detroit reassigned to hear cases on the southern border, I don't know this for certain, but my guess is they didn't actually fly to the southern border. They had their courtroom in Detroit, and they were just using a television to see people who are detained in Texas, Arizona, and California.
So if you're from Detroit and you're in a detention center in Ohio and you've got this hearing before a judge in Kansas, where do you get a lawyer?
It really causes concern. Access to counsel and an attorney and legal advice is a huge concern in situations like that. So you will have potentially the family member of the person who's detained living in Detroit or the Detroit area, who then would have to travel several hours to visit their family member. And then where do you hire the attorney? Do you hire an attorney where the family is, where the detainee is, or where the court is? And there are a limited number of organizations that are able to offer pro bono legal assistance for immigration court cases. So you're looking at families who are then having to spend a lot of money to hire an attorney who's either going to be driving from Ohio to Kansas, or an attorney in Kansas, and the family is then spending money to drive, you know, to Ohio and then to Kansas if they want to be with the in the court. So it's difficult. It's very difficult.
I want to talk about why this is happening. There was already an increase in deportations under the Obama administration.
Correct.
Is that correct? Okay.
Correct.
So we already knew we had this bottleneck problem. Was there a plan to recruit more judges to become immigration judges?
I'm not familiar with any plans specifically to hire immigration judges. I know that immigration judges were not part of the federal hiring freeze that was put into place by the new administration in January. So there is the potential that there would be new judges hired. And I think that what we're going to see is that it has to happen. It's not the system as it is right now is not sustainable moving forward like this.
There's the assumption that this increased ICE activity is caused by a policy change by the Trump administration. Is that true? And if it is, exactly what changed?
What changed really was, as you said, the Obama administration did deport many people. The difference is, under the Obama administration, there were priorities. You could actually look at someone's immigration and criminal history and tell them you will likely be detained by immigration, or you have a fairly good shot at not being detained or removed or have any trouble with immigration. What the Trump administration has done is issued an executive order, and then the Department of Homeland Security issued a memorandum implementing that, which basically wiped the slate clean. Whereas before you had these somewhat delineated priorities for enforcement, now the door is wide open. Basically, if you are here and you are undocumented, either having come to the country without permission or overstayed a visa, then you are fair game for immigration to pick you up. And what we're seeing, I don't know that we have enough data to know that any of what we're seeing is due to these changes. I think that that remains to be seen.
This is not what President Trump said he was going to do, though. He said he was going after the bad hombres. He was going after the criminals. And we've been hearing many cases where there were no criminal charges. So is this an interpretation by ICE, or is this the executive order went farther than the president indicated?
I think it's an interpretation by ICE. In Michigan, driving without a license is technically a misdemeanor. So you could have someone who's lived here for 20 years. So in ICE's eyes, they could use the new executive order and the implementation memo to say, you are a criminal and we will detain you and put you in removal proceedings. It really poses some very tough questions, and we're going to be facing them just nonstop for the next 4 years. And I think the immigration advocate community is hoping is that it will educate the public, and the system we have is not sustainable, and there has to be real change. We're going to be hearing more and more of these stories of these quote-unquote bad hombres that are detained and removed who, according to the average person on the street, have absolutely no problems at all and are contributing members to society, pay taxes, work hard, and support their families. So it's going to raise a lot of interesting questions, and I think people are going to have to make some decisions internally about how they feel about this kind of thing.
That's Megan Moore. She's an immigration attorney talking about what's happening in this bottleneck because of a shortage of judges for immigration deportations. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you.